हरिः ॐ सहनवावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहैः ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Chaitanopanayanam, Lalita Madhava. Then for the introduction to the ninth chapter. So we're going through the angas of the sandhi. You know, what are the things that connect the storyline together, right? So now we're on bhashana. Bhashana. Obtaining self-respects, etc., is called bhashana. As related there, Chandravali and Radha, following Purnamasi, bow to Nanda. Nanda, O my two children, I give blessings that you may both have the greatest love for Krishna. Here, bhashana is displayed by receiving blessings and respect from Maharaj Nanda. Upa Guhana. If the goal is surprisingly attained, it is called Upa Guhana. As stated in the 10th act, 10:26, Radha offers respects to everyone's feet and speaks with longing. Is this my sister, Chandravali? Chandravali embracing her tightly. Oh, sister, this is unfortunate, Chandravali. Radha following at her feet in bliss and devotion. I have been cheated by cruel fate. Here, Upa Guhana is displayed with the instance of two sisters who have never seen each other before, surprisingly meet and embracing each other. Purva Bhava. Having connection with the main function is called Purva Bhava. As described in the 10th act, 10:35, Purnamasi. Mother Jashoda, all the ingredients of the bathing ceremony have arrived. Please decorate the marriage altar with Radha and then the young girls. Here, Purva Bhava is displayed with connection of main function with Radha Madhava's wedding festival. Some scholars characterize it to be Purva Vakya, while others take it to be Purva Bhasha, based on Sahitya Dharpada 6.113. It should be known as Purva Vakya if it represents the purpose that had been mentioned earlier. Right? It means having connection with the main. As described in 10:31, voice from behind the stage. Since Bhishmaka's restriction was lifted when Rukmini gave permission for Radha to marry Krishna, with smiling face, Garuda has brought the 16,100 girls and now enters the hall. Here, as Lord Krishna had stated earlier in third act, no matter how many girls are there, bring them all quickly. And he himself went there. That statement is being fulfilled here, and this is the example of Purva Vakya. Right? Connection with the main function. The main function before of that connection, then this is the things that are directly connected. Upasamhara. When one appears to have full satisfaction because of having fulfilled all his desires, it is called Upasamhara. As described here in the 10th Anga 10:36, Krishna, while greeting all, he addresses Radha privately. Radha, my very life, ask for anything that will please you. Radha, in bliss. Lord of my life, I have been united with all my friends, decorated with natural sweet prema. I have attained my intimate sister, Chandravali, and mother-in-law, Jashoda. I have attained association with you for pastimes. What more could I desire? Here, Upasamhara is obviously displayed having Radha's every desire fulfilled. Prashasti, to wish auspiciousness wholeheartedly for everyone, is called prashasti, as stated in the 10th Anga 10:37. Still, please greet this, grant this benediction. You must become visible as a friend in Kaishora form in sweet Vraja to the determined devotees who live there for a long time with hope of attaining you. Here, Prashasti, since Radha is wishing auspiciousness for everyone who lives in Mathura, Vrindavan, may attain Krishna through their eyes.
Mm-hmm. We say that these different aspects are in a progressive way.
Yeah, they're progressive. But sometimes a few of them may be out of order, because it works nicely with the plot. But in this section, these ones on this Sunday, they're all in order. And the other ones, sometimes the other acts and that, the other sections, then you might see they're in order or not in order.
Yes.
But they're all there. But they may not always be in order. You know, something comes up, so one is moved and then the other. But this, and somehow in this one, then they're all in order.
Yes.
But the natural, the order that they're given, that would be the natural way to write it. But if you find for some reason then one or two of them get switched, then that works.
Yes. Because at least the last one, they indicate that there are needs to be satisfied.
Yes, I mean, those naturally you would put that at that point.
Yes.
Yeah.
At that point, yeah.
Yes. But yes, means you have that order of things. And so that's the natural order, but in the middle you might find a few of them might get adjusted.
Yes.
But the beginning and end would naturally be where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Act 9, picture viewing. Verse 1. Navavrinda enters looking in front with joy. The autumn season, skillful at producing beautiful moonlight to purify the world, has manifested, like devotion that brings joy to the great souls, right? Because the previous section was all in the spring, right? So now this is in the autumn. Sharat, entering. My friend, Navavrinda, where did you go? Navavrinda, O wealth of autumn, I went to my guru, Vishwakarma. Sharat, why? Navavrinda, I was ordered by the Lord. Sarat, for what purpose did he order you? Navavrinda, for building 16,000 houses on Raivata Mountain. Sarat, for what purpose? Navavrinda, undisciplined Narakasura, son of the earth, fond of deceit and quarrel, and causing obstruction to the world, stole 16,100 young girls from Braja. Krishna killed the demon and rescued the girls. Sarat, astonished. These were girls of Gokula. Navavrinda, yes. There is not one particle of weak worship in Gokula that does not bear fruit. What to speak of the astonishing desire trees of festive prema of the gopis? Sarat, why are these girls famous as princesses? Navavrinda, enchanted by the sweet beauty of the girls, Narakasura, to fool Kamyaka Devi, falsely said that they were princesses so that they could be given to demon princes. Sarat, true, true. Kamyaka wanted to take them to Dwarka. Navavrinda, angry. She informed this to Indra. Indra went to Dwarka and requested Krishna to kill the demon. Right, so they were going to go to Dwarka, like you see Radha and Chandravali, you know, have gone to Dwarka. But somehow or another, he came and said, oh, they're princesses, so they should be given to princes.
Yes.
So he took all the girls, and then he kept them for himself. So then Indra came and says, no, this demon should be killed, so that they can all come to Dwarka. Sarat, oh friend, all the girls of Gokula are thus assembled here. Only Padma, Shaiva, Bhadra, and Shyamala are missing. Navavrinda, they came previously. Right, so they're already there. So he's saying no, but because you have 16,108, so these princesses with Narakasura, that's 16,100, and then you have Radha and Chandravali, that's two. So where are the other six? Like that. I mean, so also you have Kalindi is there, and Navavrinda. Oh, Sarat, how did they come here? Navavrinda, one time Krishna casually and instantly tied up seven bulls and accepted Padma, then named Satya, who gazed at him with great love. She was the daughter of King Nagnajita. Glancing at them with a sweet smile, Krishna stole Shaibya, Mitravinda, who was intensely longing. I guess in intense love for Krishna. He stole Bhadra, of the same name, burning with the poison of the snake of love. Krishna attained Shyamala, also called Lakshmana, daughter of the king of Madra, after piercing a fish with an arrow aimed at a rotating fish by looking at its reflection in the water at the base of a pillar. Sarat, in bliss, I will by good fortune see the happiness of Gokula again. Navavrinda, O friend, decorate the forest with the beauty of spring. Look, Krishna is coming with Radha. Right, so spring is the best season, like Krishna says in the Gita, the season sees spring. So then even in autumn, when Krishna has rasa dance, it's decorated as if it's spring. Right? It'll have the, you know, the attributes of the fall, you know, the green and all, but at the same time it'll have the look and all that of spring. You know, so as they like, Vrinda puts it together because she's the, you know, in control of the forest, so she can make it do, have it do whatever she likes. Look, Krishna is coming with Radha. Sharat, how did she get the queen's permission? Navavrinda, hearing that Chandravali was without Madhavi, Krishna pleased her with his joyful gestures and then with a smile said, O queen, Brahma has asked me to go to Satyaloka. Since I desire to go there, please permit me. Footnote 45. Searching for a desired function or thing is called virodha. Here, Krishna's searching for Radha's union is taken as virodha.
Can you say that suppose Madhavi was there?
Maybe it wouldn't work as well. Because Madhavi is only supporting Chandravali. You know, because she's right wing, but it appears the Madhavi happens to be within right wing is left. You know, just like with Radharani, they're left wing, but she's in the middle, and Lalita is left of left, and Vishaka is right of left. So then you're going to have the same similar thing in the right. You're going to have left of right, and you're going to have right of right. And then you're going to have the middle. So that's why they're the perfection, because they're the perfect middle of each of the right and left. So they're the best. Right? Does that make sense? Yeah. Sorry, oh friend, you have omitted something. Navavrinda, what did I omit? Sharat, Madhavi sent the Kinnara named Sukanti, disciple of Narada, to give the box of ornaments to Radha. Navavrinda, one should not worry about this, since Sukanti is affectionate to Satyabhama. Sarat, thus with confidence I will go there. Exits. Krishna enters, giving joy to Radha. Krishna, O auspicious Radha, your lips defeat the fragrance of sweet nectar. Your face is more fragrant than a lotus. Your voice defeats the cuckoo's song. Your limbs, cooling as sandalwood, are the essence of beauty. O Radha, having attained you, all my senses are constantly in bliss. Footnote 46. Accomplishment of purpose of bijas called santi. Here, since it is an accomplishment of Krishna's attachment towards Radha, thus it is called santi. Looking everywhere. Beauty radiates everywhere in the pure forest of lotuses. Darkness, harmful to the pious, has waned. All the tiny stars have reduced their intensity. I think that the moon, the ornament on Shiva's head, has arisen in the east. Navavrinda, approaching. Look, the pure devotee moon, destroying darkness of the world, gradually loses its redness and throws afar sweet beauty as it enters the sky. Footnote 47. The pure devotee of Krishna, devoid of worldly ignorance, devoid of all attachment after initiation, karamat, rejecting the desire, ruchim, for liberation, amri, amrita mayim, practices the path of surrendering to the feet of Krishna. Right? So this means this comes up first, it has that red aspect, and then rejecting that, then it moves on in that nice brightness into the sky. Right? Krishna, O my friend, the Kustuba, lamenting in separation from its lover at night, the best of the Chakravaka birds is constantly crying. Give that bird a ray of your light. seeing Radha's joy. Look, look, O beautiful Radha, seeing the darkness on the bank of the Jamuna, dissipated by the Kastuba, which shines like the sun at noon in the sky. The young Chakravaka bird, though greatly afflicted in heart, goes to meet its lover, mistaking the night to be day. Sukanti, by luck, the master's enjoying with Satyabhama. I will hide behind a creeper and look, does so. So that when it says behind a creeper there, because if she's involved, either... Yeah, no, because she comes out. But she will be... That's what we mentioned, there's those side stages.
Yes, yes.
You have the main stage, then you, behind that you have the stage of the instrumentalist, you know, the musicians. Though you can't put a curtain there, because remember a couple of times it says, by moving the curtain they came? So that means they come out center stage. So that means they immediately come in and that. Because the other one will be back, because you have that stage that they're on, that's back. So the doors will be back, so they can come, and you see them coming. But the point is, oh, here comes, and so you have that aspect of coming. But this one, you're just immediately there, right? And then, that's the main stage. And then the very front down, you'll have the place where they go and do the pujas and stuff like that. But then you'll have these raised places on the side that you can go for these kind of aspects like that. Somebody's watching from the side. Sometimes there's comments going on between themselves or something from there and that, right? And then you have behind that, you know, the back, the wall that's at the back of the artists. Then from there, then you'll have a voice from off stage. It'll be from there. You know, so they'll be back and say, you know, I mean, it's not very high. It's high enough that you can have a door and all that, but that's all the higher. So then you can speak over that.
What's the voice for?
Introducing things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it just means that they're just saying something's going on, like something's going on or someone's thinking this or someone does that.
Yeah.
So you don't have to work it in with the actors. Otherwise, it becomes too many things are worked in. You know, you have a few things worked in, it's all right, like you saw there. Then with Navavrinda and Sharat, then already explaining how everybody's already come, who they were, how all the girls from 16,108 princesses are all there from the gopis, 16,108 gopis in Vrindavan. Mm-hmm. You know, but you want to move it around so it's not always the same people, the same situation. So then the voice off stage.
Are there any props also or not?
Not so much. You don't need to, because they explain everything. Because otherwise, you have to change all the time. Here, the idea is that the mind can do all these things. As it was stated before, Jiva Goswami is making the point that the mind, once it sees something, it takes that form, and that goes into the memory. So if you've seen a beautiful garden, then that's going to, as soon as I say, oh, here's a beautiful garden, that point in the mind will come up, and you'll see the beautiful garden there. Right? Because otherwise, then, either you have to have amazing props to make it look like, or backdrops to make it look like a garden, but then, what if I've seen a better garden than that? Then this is not a nice garden. Or someone else considers a garden to be different. That, you know, that's a formal garden, this was an informal garden. I like informal, you put up a formal. So, you're always going, it's best when the audience themselves sees it.
And I assume the audience is a qualified audience. Not just
they're supposed to be.
So they already know Shastra. So when they hear the picture.
This is not the audience that's singing pa, pa. That's how it goes. Yeah, this is not that group.
And you don't have a person, you know, in that cage at the front, you know, when you look at the line. And
yeah, generally not. Because then they have to improvise and all that. Because these are, it's very professional. Yeah, you don't have to have that. But even if you did have that, that's fine. But, you know, but the point is the audience is qualified.
Yeah, qualified. Yeah.
But at the same time is, they're from a qualified background, but at the same time is, it's a general audience because people will be there with their families and relatives and all that. So you have individuals who will be more qualified, and then you'll have also a general audience that comes from a qualified background. So they're going to be cultured.
So I wanted to ask you, Lalita Madhava and Vidarbha Madhava, after it was written and composed by Rupa Goswami, did he actually push the play to the public?
Lalita Madhava, Vidagdha Madhava, Chaitanya Chandra Doinataka, and Jagannath Priya Natakam. They have never been performed.
No.
Because it's another medium to discuss the pastimes. You know, like they have their poems, you know, Prarthana and Padyavali and Stavamala, Stavavali. That's another form. You know, and then you have there are different books. That's a form. Then you have, like, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, you know, these devotees in Navadvip and their pastimes and all that. It's another form. So it's just they're using different various forms to do. But they have their particular restrictions and forms, so they have their particular taste. Like in here, how it moves through, you don't have to have all the background. If it's a Purana, then you want to know all the background. Well, here you don't. And so sometimes the story might get distracted by that. But here you're just moving through the rasa, because it's based on the point of theater, it's based on rasa. So it's just straight rasa. It's not about tattva. Not that elements of tattva, if they're valuable to bring out the rasa, they'll be brought up. But how they're brought up, it'll be done in a theatrical way.
I think in the 80s, I think Jagannath Priya Natakam here.
No, that was Tamal Krishna Maharaj's.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, so I mean, maybe I'm saying Jagannath Ballabh Nataka.
Oh, Jagannath Ballabh Nataka.
Yeah, that's the one by, I think, Ramananda Rai.
Yes.
So Jagannath Priya Natakam, that's Maharaj, because he wrote it to be performed.
Right.
You know, so then, you know, you'd have to write it keeping in mind that it could be acted out. Well, this, whether people could actually act some of these things is another thing, you know. Because the point is the qualification of the audience, the qualification of the actors, the qualification of the director, producers, to put this together. Because, see, if someone is artsy-fartsy, they could not produce these. They just absolutely would not be able to, because they couldn't leave them to such subtleties, you know, because that's the whole point. Is the aspect where it's so affected, they have to be gross about it. They're so artistic that it becomes gross. So that's generally how most work. Very few, or they're subtle in its esoteric or abstract, and so therefore it's up. But here it's concrete, but it's subtle. That's not something that very many have ever experienced like that. You know what I'm saying? It would be hard to find, you know, thespians and that would be able to produce this like that. Because whatever I've seen most places, they can't deal with this. They have to be gross about it, more obvious, and whatever's there, they have to bring out. And Rupa Goswami says, well, I think we should do this. And he says this, well, what if we do this? Because they're artists, they think it's about them. That's the way they've been trained.
So they already step out of the narrative.
They already, like that, but the point is Bharat Muni's pointed out that it's about raising the consciousness of the audience. And so, therefore, then the actors with all the abhinaya, with the proper script and proper direction, that then can do that. All that combination together, that can do that. But here, it's all about themselves, and if the audience doesn't get it, it's the audience that's at fault. That's the modern theater. You know, unless you're looking at the producers are vaishyas, then they'll look at the audience just they liked it or not. Not about the elevation of consciousness. Because we see here is that aspect of, it mentions that you have two levels, that you have the level of daiva and of, what is it, manusha. The daiva effect is that everybody is silent. They're just what was the, starstruck. It's just so amazing. There's nothing said. No noise, no nothing. That's the highest. And then the other is that, you know, everybody, you know, gets very excited and everything like that. You know, which is also good. But the highest is that. And that's very rare. Right. Then It also mentions then those things with the, you know, that are dealing in, you know, how the Dharma gets established and the relationships, all these fine points and all that. Then that, you know, your Brahmins and, you know, very educated, elevated personalities, they'll appreciate that part. Then it mentions that the subtleties of the romantic and the unfolding of relationships that the women will appreciate. You know, like here, the subtleties of how Radha and Krishna and Satyabhama and how they come and interact, they'll appreciate that. That will be outstanding for them. And then the more dramatic or more clever or more, you know, energetic aspects, that the general audience will there. Does that make sense? You know, so you see that anyway, is that someone will be doing something that's so amazing, and then you'll see people who are really qualified, they're just going, wow. And the audience is just quiet. They're watching and go, nice. But then when the person goes up and sings, hits the high note, then they're up clapping and this and that. And the guys that, you know, appreciate at the beginning, that have more knowledge, they're just thinking, wow, they can hit those also. It's not that that's what excites them. You understand? So that's the whole point, is that the idea is that you should hit, the audience is going to have all these people in it. So there should be elements for everybody. Right? So the point is that you're going to have, so Rupa Goswami mentions that in the drama, your best themes are the heroic and the conjugal. So that, because that will get, the heroic will get everybody, you know, by its energy. The energetic, and then the conjugal, that will get, all the women will appreciate that. And then, of those who are more educated in it, that the heroic means it's based on Dharma. They're going to appreciate that aspect of it. And we see as the subtleties and all that of how the conjugal works, they'll appreciate that aspect. Does that make sense? So that way then everybody's happy. The complete audience. So you didn't have a problem before that it was a niche production. By nowadays they do it, and it's a horror movie. Only certain people watch it. You know, but before you had all these things, and there can be some fear of this or that, but it comes within the context of these other rasas. But they're making a whole movie off of a secondary rasa. You know, fear. You know, fear and disgust, and that's all. You know, and the maniacal laugh of the you know, that's the only hasya aspect there is. You know, so it's very limited. It doesn't even touch on the primary rasas. So that's the thing, is that it should be dealing in the primary rasa with support of this secondary rasa, the heroic. Right, that will then give you the strong point. So you see, it's based in the one, and it has the support of the other. But you can do, in the Vedic, a drama that's just heroic, or just energetic. You can do that. Or one that's just conjugal. But they're considered lesser forms. So less points are manifest in it. They don't have all the elements to them. Like that. So, yeah. So yes, no, these four plays have never been produced like that. Yeah, because it's just, where would you get the actors and the directors and the producers to do this? Because they'll want to, like you said, how much of the stage people want to do that? They're used to that. How many have a background in Shakespearean theater that there's nothing on the stage, you know, or these other things like Reader's Theater or some other things, where there is nothing. It's all just up to the actors come out just dressed in black and they just talk and interact.
You may remember quite a few years ago, the Mahabharata was performed on stage.
Yes.
For 9 hours with 5 actors, I mean the Pandavas.
Right.
No props.
Yes.
And people were just riveted the whole time.
Yes.
9 hours.
So that's, yes. So that's done nicely. So that's rare. So it's not a standard thing. But like you said, they have 5 actors.
Yeah.
You know. So it's rare that you can get people that can relate to these things. You know.
And devotees were outside selling Bhagavad Gitas. I remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
sometime late 80s.
Yeah, no, there was that one time when someone did. Can't remember who it was, but yeah. Wasn't that Shyamalan guy, was it?
Not true.
No, okay.
Very, very, very successful.
Yeah, it was. So it can be done. But it's just a matter of, you know, that's the thing. They did it with so few and like this, it has to be very long. Because it'll have that, they're also longer. That's it. These Natakas, though they're more complete, can be shorter. But these other ones, generally, they're 6 hour, 5, 6 hour, four to 6 hour kind of things. Because you're dealing in one thing, so you have to get into more detail of it in this. While these, you're just skimming the top of nectar. So you don't have to... And any of these backgrounds. See, other things, they'd want to show all these things. You know, Narakasura and Krishna's fight and all those things like that. And, you know? But here, it's just said in passing. So to be able to say it and be convincing, then it takes more to do.
So how does that relate to, you know, for example, in Bharshana, they have these storytellers, these narratives, like this girl is very famous. You know, she cries and she tells the katha, and people are completely absorbed. And, you know, she brings in this voice and that voice, and she enacts.
Mm.
You know, people are like, they're riveted, they don't move.
Yeah, it's the same kind of thing. Storytelling will be basically the same thing. Whether they use different voice or not, or the act. I remember when we went where's that place? You know where Uddhav Keri is?
Yes.
You know, so there's a temple next, not in the forest, but out. It's also, I think it's where Tirukadamba.
Yes.
Might be that. Tirukadamba, there's a temple there. And I think Rupa Goswami, Sanatana used to sit there and write and things like that. And so we went there, the pujaris, they came out and they did a little enactment of what was there in some pastime and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, so it's the same kind of thing. It's just it's just a simple. It's like a things like that.
He puts something on his head.
Yeah, he always takes something from the devotees. Puts something. Yeah, it does. It's like that. So it's the same kind of thing. So it's nice. It's a tradition in India. Before in villages, there was somebody who was always good at telling the story. In the evening, you know, at the twilight, all the kids would come together at, you know, somebody's house and all that. And while they're eating a snack, he'd tell all the stories. So in that way, all the kids knew all the stories. Yeah, like that. So you'd be coming since the time you're really small, you know, to 1, 2, 3 years old. You're hearing, you know, mothers would be there, the kids would be there. And so that way, everybody hears all the stories. And so they're very expert at telling the stories.
You've already picked your heroes.
Yeah, so the whole thing is you're going to be doing that, and you're in the village, so you're going to be doing that, you know, for you know, so many years, so you know all the stories, you know all the moods and like that, so it establishes, because the hearing stories is actually one of the most elements that creates impressions on the minds of the children. Yeah, so it's just one of the most powerful. So it is a standard thing like that. It, you know, the whole world, every culture has their person who can tell all the stories, like, you know, like how you say in Northern America, you have the cliche, at least, of the medicine man. He knows all the stories. Or the old lady, you know, the old grandma, that, you know, like that. You know, that she knows all the stories. You know, and like that. So then they have times where they all sit and the stories are told. And so. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's a very powerful medium. So it doesn't have to be performed. Just the discussion of it is enough. You know, so it means just one person reading like this, and then some things come up in discussion, that's nice. Now if you want to have a few people and then they read and they do a thing, you can make it more dynamic. But it's not necessary. The point is, it in itself, just reading it is enough. And then you add more to it, it becomes nice. So it's not necessary, oh, unless it's performed on a stage, you won't get the benefit. You can get the full benefit by sitting.
Of course.
Because unless everyone's so qualified. Like that. Right. So. Okay. Okay, so Sukanti is hidden behind a creeper. Navavrinda. Oh, Radha, you have teeth white like Kunda flowers. Your eyes, like moonstones, become liquid when the moon of Krishna's face rises. Can it be otherwise? Radha, astonished. Why are the lotuses blooming in the light of the moon, shaped like a lotus? Krishna, look, the pure crystal pond, right? Because is how is it doing? Because this is the arrangement between Vrinda and Sarat, that all these things are going on so beautifully, right? Krishna, look, the pure crystal pond in front is the form of a lotus. The lotuses made of rubies are blooming day and night. Because when you have these ponds, because this is in Navavrindavan, right? And when Vishwakarma does things, he has real lotuses, and he has also all these lotuses made of crystals and rubies and all that, all within the lake. So you have both of them there. So you get both benefits. You always have the ones that are always blooming, and then you have the others that, according to the season, they'll bloom and give the fragrance. Like that. So, you know, when he did the sabha for the Pandavas in Indraprastha, he did the same thing. Like that. So it's just one of the, how you say, heavenly features. So you have both of these aspects.
That was done by Maidan.
Oh, the Shabha. Yeah, so Maya Dhanava's that. Point is it's one of the architectural features. You know what to do. Voice from behind the stage. Intelligent Madhavi has appeared in Vrindavan. 48. The other meaning is flowering spring appears in Vrindavan. It means, so the one thing is there, it means the flowering spring has appeared in Vrindavan, but at the same time, Madhavi has appeared in Vrindavan. And so then, the problem is Madhavi is Chandravali's assistant, and he's with Radha. And so, this is a problem. Krishna, frightened. Ah, the queen is coming. It is best if we leave. Everyone leaves. Voice from behind the stage. Its flowers are the ornaments of Krishna. Sukanti, oh, misfortune. The parrot in Madhu Mangala's hand has met with some obstacle. I will go to Radha, who has entered this cave. Radha, enter it. Right? So they all leave, but it doesn't mean that it has to now be, what do you call it? The plot, the scene doesn't have to follow the queen coming. The scene can follow Radha and Krishna leaving.
Yes.
So even though they leave, they'll come back on. It's another situation.
Yes.
So, in other words, you have these different scenes, but you don't have to close the curtain. Because there is no curtain, so right. The modern, you have to close the curtain, and then there might be some change, and then you open again. See, this one moves into the other. End of an act simply means everybody leaves. Because you see here, they're leaving, but the voice is saying, and then they're coming right back on. So it's not the end. When they leave, all that, and the music comes up, then you know it's the end of that act. Then it will go on the next people. Then again they'll start. Yeah, you know, you don't have to do that. But they'll, if music do that, with drums they'll do all
yeah,
that
right,
stuff.
Yeah.
They'll do all that.
But now here there is no music.
Music is going along all the time. But he doesn't have to mention. Musicians are there, and you know the what the moods and what the time and the like here that's in Sarat, so you're going to be using ragas like that. By the time of the day, you'll have that aspect of ragas depending on the mood, those aspect of ragas. So you have to have people that are very expert. You're not choosing from is it going to be Katy Perry or somebody else, right? Does that make sense? It's going to be they're taking all these and they'll blend them depending. If it's one prominent thing, but you know you can put all that together because Sankirna means you put together two or three ragas. So that beginning it's just going to be Sarat raga. Right? But then when you bring in the conjugal, it'll be that with that. and then you bring in this affair, and then something else will happen. You know, so it'll just keep moving through all those. That's what kind of musicians we're talking about. Hence, it's easier just to sit and read it. Because where are those musicians? I saw once one music, because in the original you have male and female ragas, right? You have six male ragas, and each one has six female ragas. Right? And that way you get 42 ragas, right? Yes, no? Okay. So in that, he's showing the male raga and all that, showing the female raga. And I was saying about, you know, well, what's the connection? Then he starts singing the male in the one mood, and then he went into the female. And you can just hear man, woman. You know, it's just like Krishna and Radha. It just goes into the one, and then he comes back into the other. It's so far out. But I've only heard one guy do that. He's dead. You know, I'm sure there's others. But the point is this is what they could do before. Right? And so that's what they could do. And then certain people sitting on certain thrones that looked like a very fancy bird with fancy peacock feathers and all that kind of things, then they just only like the tricks of music, the tons, you know, like that. They only like that. And so that's all you hear. And so that's what it is, how fast they can play and how the guy can do and throw his hair when he does and, you know, stuff like that. It has nothing to do with anything. You know, that guy in his next life is going to be, you know, like a, what do you call it? The headbangers. You know, they play the guitar like this. You know, like that's what'll be next life. You know, so that's it. They have no idea. What's the real thing? The raga is the real, that means that the mood of Radha and Krishna, that's the real thing. But they can't appreciate that. So they just catch the materialists. So they just catch the tricks. And over 1,000 years, then all you're left with is the tricks. And so how good you can play the tricks, then that's the whole thing.
Yeah, the musicians become the performers.
They become the performers.
Instead of supporting the act.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Yeah. Well, it starts with the. Because it says a musician means the singer who plays veena. That's the thing. They can sing and play veena. And then all the others back them up. But then it comes that hey, I'm as good as how good he can sing, I can play. So then it starts off the instrumental without the music. Plus it's easier. It's easier to do one thing rather than two at one time. Nowadays when you talk about that they're playing and singing, then people say that's very hard. Right, and then you have their percussion supporting that, and then you have now they do percussion things because I can do fancy stuff like that. Because if it's just tricks, everybody can do tricks. And then from there you get the guy coming out in the weirdo looking suit with the big nose and the big baggy pants, and then you know juggling on a unicycle, right? You know, like that. You know? So like that. See, so it just goes down. You know, and there's music in the background. Right? Yeah. You know, we're not that's not to complain about, what is it, Cirque Soleil? Is that how you say it? I didn't say it right. The Circus of the Sun?
Oh, Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil, yes. There you go. You know, they're a little more refined. Oh, really? Oh. Okay. It happens. Okay, Radha entering. I will go to Radha who has entered this cave. Right? So she leaves to go off there. So she can go from her place there. She doesn't have to go off these main stages. She just leaves from the side stage. The side stage you can also leave. Mm-hmm. So for the you come on the main stage, you move to the side stage, you can go off from there. Very rare someone will come on the main stage from there onto the side, but you could use it. So she can go off from there, and at the same time Radha's entering. So when they say everyone leaves, that means it's gone and it's nothing. The other thing, so someone's leaving, but someone else is either still there or someone's entering. Does that make sense? Thank you. waving my arms, my thing has shown that I've attained my, what do you call it? Day's goal of steps. So it's always good to know. Sukanti. Oh, okay. Voice from fire. Okay. Radha entering. Ah, I have been discovered. Someone has entered. Right? But it's Sukanti, because we, you know, it's not someone else. Sukanti, dear lady, be assured, this is your servant, Sukanti. Radha, joyfully, oh, Sukanti, I have understood. Sukanti, dear lady, why is your cloth damp? Radha, I lost the path and fell in the water. Sukanti, please take these clothes and ornaments sent by Madhavi. Right, so now she'll get the queen's. Right, because the queen got Radharani's outfit, and then Krishna thought she was Radharani, started speaking like that, and Navavrinda said, uh-oh, there's a problem. So he let him know by, how you say, dual meaning, words of dual meaning, that this is Chandravali, not Radha. And so then, oh, and so because he acted in that way, that he's somebody else, then he doesn't even deal with her as she's, I think, like that. It says, oh, I'm going to go to the queen. How is this happening? You know, so even though it is the queen, he's taken that and reversed it and then used it to. So now Radha gets Chandravali's ornament and sent clothing. Footnote 49. These are the clothing and ornaments made by Vishwakarma for Rukmini. Radha, look, I see some drawing on the wall. Please look. This is in the cave. Sukanti, I will go outside and get some light. Radha, I will change my wet clothes. Sukanti, going out. Why is the master standing there with Madhu Mangala? Krishna enters. Yeah, she will change her wet clothes, so if she's gone, she might go off the stage. It looks like she went off the stage. Or if she didn't, yeah, no, she went off the stage. Like that. Then Sukanti says, why is Master standing with Madhu Mangal? So she's on the stage, but it's not that they have to be there. She announces them. So you know, then they come on. Or they come on simultaneously. Krishna enters. Oh, friend, where is your troublesome parrot that you are holding? Madhu Mangal, it flew to the pomegranate tree in front of us. Right? Because the parrots like pomegranates. Krishna, come, we will search for my beloved. Feeling the wind. Oh, intelligent wind, blowing from the spring without dust. You are the sign of the spring season. Oh, friend, Malaya breeze, I beg you to tell me where Radha is. Madhu Mangala, speak softly. Don't speak so loudly. Krishna, walking. Oh, doe, you must have met beautiful Radha, a moving, fresh golden creeper at the edge of the forest. Since you have been taught by her to make playful gestures with your beautiful eyes, approaches the pomegranate tree. Have you seen beautiful Radha with golden body in this forest? I am searching for that doe-eyed girl. Madhu Mangala. Oh, friend, the parrot is giving you an answer by repeating your question. Sukanti approaching. May the master remain glorious. Madhu Mangala. Why have you come? Sukanti. To hear other sweet questions and answers. Madhu Mangala, did you hear the question and answer? Sukanti, not only that. She doesn't even say. She just says, not only that. Then the person has to ask. Yeah. Instead of, not only that, I heard this, that. Say, not only that. And then the person's, so who knows what they'll say. You know? Whatever I saw, I will go and tell the queen. Footnote 50. 50. Talk between each other with a kind of disputation is called paribhashana. In another case, it may be called paribada due to criticism. Here, paribhashana is mentioned with the dispute of talk between the joker and Sukanti. So in this case, Madhu Mangala, he's the joker. Right? Because in Vrindavan, he's the joker. So in these pastimes, he'll be the joker. Krishna, in fear, O dear Sukanti, do not be eager to disturb the queen's mind. Learn the best music from me. Sukanti, by the mercy of the queen, all the singers of Parvati offer me respects. Means, I'm already, why do I need your gift? Right, Parvati, all the singers of Parvati, means she's the singer of the queen. And Parvati, you know, Parvati has her singers. Parvati's singers offer her respects, so why do I need your music? You know, so I'm all right. Krishna, then ask for anything. What do you want? Oh Lord, I have one desire. Krishna, please tell me. One Vidyadhari friend of mine is anxious to see a picture in a cave. Please light it up with the Kustuba gem. Right? Because the Kustuba gem is bright like the sun. So if he goes in the cave, it will give light. But it'll be a pleasant light. Right? So he's asking you, please come in the cave and light it up. So it's a Vidyadhari friend, right? Krishna smiling and walking. Oh my friend, the Kustuba, king of gems. Very good. Though I did not tell you my wish, you have fulfilled my desire. Right? So the Kustuba gem has made arrangements that he'll be the one assisting in the pastimes. Right? Like this. So even though he didn't mention it, but it's been arranged. You know, so that's the whole point. Yoga Maya is overseeing the whole thing. Then persons within it, through their willpower, then they take part and arrange things. But the overall is by Yoga Maya. Vrinda will arrange the situation and deal in it. But Purnamasi will do the whole overall thing and deal in it. And just like Radharani, you know, she doesn't have to deal with it because the other two are. But it's all about the taste, moving Krishna's taste. And she takes part of it. Does that make sense? So between the three of them, then the whole thing becomes complete. Yeah?
We went once to Vrindakun with Nina Bandukun.
Hmm.
So he took us at the back to Gupta.
Huh?
And then he said, every morning, Krishna, Vrinda, Purnamasi, they come, they discuss what will be the Leela today. You
okay.
Should do this, you should do that.
Okay, nice. Nice. That's far. Madhumangala, the cave has become more illuminated than the day. Radha enters. Remember, because she went off to dress and then she comes on. Radha, looking at her limbs, why did Madhavi send the queen's decorations? Because when you say like this, as you could say, well, how would you know? Because different persons wear different kinds of colors and different kinds of patterns. Within that, you make variety. You know, it's just like you take any one thing, you can make variety within that. So like Lalita, she always wears peacock feather dress. That colors. So how you put, what's the prominence, what's the this, the that, how it's done, that you can make variety. So then Chandravali wears a particular kind of dress. Radha wears a particular kind of dress. And so therefore, then even though there may be lots of variety within that, it will still be their dress. So then she can tell, why did they send me that? The cloud sprinkles streams of water and gives joy to the safari fish that desired only a little water. 51. Grantana is to really experience the accomplishment of desired purpose. Here again, Radha suddenly attaining the desired goal of seeing Krishna is called Grantana. Gratana. Madhumanga, O Krishna, O friend, I have fallen into a difficult situation because of a wicked servant's girl's daughter who wanders in the forest. Krishna, O friend, what is that difficulty? Madhumanga, in anger, why ask me? Look to your left. Krishna looks with agitation. Why is the queen here? 52. He mistakes Satyabhama for Rukmini since Satyabhama is wearing Rukmini's clothing. Radha, oh, what misfortune. The queen has entered the cave. She just hears them say that. She leaves. She doesn't understand that she's the one that she disappears. Krishna to himself, the queen has hidden herself because of great anger. Right? So he's thinking, oh, he's in the cave and all, you know, what's going on here? Manu Mangal, in a soft boy. O evil Kanari Sukanti, is it proper to cheat even my dear friend? Because he said, you know, I have a Vidyadhari friend who wants to see something in the cave. Yeah. And so then when he comes in the cave, then Chandravali, he's thinking, they think Chandravali's come in, so he's been cheated like this. You know, because the Sukanti has made this arrangement. You know, so that's why, you know, the, they say, oh, evil Kinkari, but I find a difficult situation because of a wicked servant girl's daughter who wanders in the forest. So that's Sukanti, right?
Yes.
So everything's subtle, you know. That's the fun of it. Because one, as you can say, is, but then it's, why can't you be direct? But the subtlety then means you're using intelligence, you're using the mind, you're using that, you know, you're using everything. That's why it's more nice. So, makes sense, yeah.
And I can say also that there is some uncertainty. Because it
can be. But, I mean, for those who know, they know what you're talking about.
Yes.
But those who don't know what you're talking about, aren't in the part of that conversation, they won't know. So it also has that. It gets the flavor of getting saying what you want, but only certain people know. Others don't know. And then the pleasure of them not knowing and this one knowing, and that also increases the whole pleasure. Right? Sukanti to herself. Thinking that Satyabhama, wearing the queen's ornaments, is Rukmini, Krishna is afraid. I will go and inform him. Approaches Radha and whispers to her, Krishna thinks that you are Rukmini. Radha, smiling, let's play a joke on Madhu Mangal. Says, okay, let's have some fun with this. So we're going to have to hear tomorrow about this joking on Madhu Mangal. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.